Crusade Channel News. News you can trust because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good morning. This is Celeste Youngblood coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with your headlines at this hour on this Tuesday, November 14th, 2017. Another woman has come forward alleging sexual assault by Roy Moore and in today's Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, an Irish reformer. Scotland has been considering plans to allow children to legally change their gender. And what is this Friendsgiving I keep hearing about? The Associated Press is reporting that a fifth woman has come forward alleging to have been a victim of sexual assault by Republican Alabama senatorial candidate Roy Moore. Here is Beverly Young Nelson giving her statement to the press yesterday.
He noticed that my boyfriend was not there, and he offered me a ride home. I trusted Mr. Moore because he was the district attorney. He stopped the car and he parked his car in between the dumpster and the back of the restaurant. The area was dark and it was deserted. I was alarmed and I immediately asked him what he was doing. Instead of answering my questions, Mr. Moore reached over and began groping me. I tried to open my car door to leave, but he reached over and he locked it so I could not get out. I tried fighting him off while yelling at him to stop. I continued to struggle. He was also trying to pull my shirt off. I thought that he was going to rape me. At some point, he gave up. My husband and I supported Donald Trump for president. This has nothing whatsoever to do with the Republicans or the Democrats. It has everything to do with Mr. Moore's sexual assault when I was a teenager.
While Moore is vehemently denying the claims of assault, saying, quote, "I never did what she said I did. I don't even know the woman." Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell voiced his support for the women. Senators John Cornyn and Ted Cruz both withdrew their support of Moore, and Senators John McCain and Jeff Flake both stated their opposition to Moore being elected to the Senate. The senatorial election is scheduled to be held on December 12th, and while it is too late for Republicans to remove Roy Moore from the ballot, they can stage a write-in campaign for another candidate. Today's quote of the day comes from St. Rose Philippine Duchesne. There are no difficulties except for those who worry too much about tomorrow. Coming up next after the break in Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, we honor St. Lawrence O'Toole. You're listening to Crusade News.
Hey folks, have you ever heard the old adage, you need to wake up and smell the coffee? Well, it's true, and I'm here to ask you to make sure the coffee you wake up to and smell is the Crusade Channel's very own gourmet blend, Crusade Capuchin Dark Roast. Our coffee is custom roasted from the finest fair trade coffee beans and is bagged for us by the Heavenly Roast Coffee Company. Order your supply of Crusade Capuchin Dark Roast today by browsing to mikechurch.com/coffee. And don't forget the Crusade Channel coffee mugs. Place your order for delicious gourmet Crusade Channel coffee today at mikechurch.com/coffee or call 844-5-CRUSADE.
The youngest of four sons, Lawrence O'Toole was born in 1128 in Castledermot, Ireland. His father, Muirchertach, gave Lawrence up as a hostage at the age of 10 to King Dermot MacMurrough. After 2 years of dehumanizing treatment, Lawrence's father convinced the king to put Lawrence in the hands of the abbot of Gendelaw, and he received permission to attend the monastic school. For the next 13 years, he studied there and amassed a reputation for piety and learning. When Abbot Dunlang died, the 26-year-old Lawrence was selected unanimously to be abbot. Abbot Lawrence was a reformer who brought spiritual renewal to the church in Ireland and brought the Gaelic monastic movement into line with the Frankish European liturgical monastic movement. During this time, he became a member of the Augustinian order. After 6 years, he was unanimously elected Archbishop of Dublin, the first Irishman appointed to that see. Lawrence was known for his charity to the poor and survived an assassination attempt by a lunatic who sought to make him the next Thomas Becket while he was visiting Henry II at Canterbury. St. Lawrence died in 1180 after having effected the reconciliation between Ireland and England. St. Lawrence O'Toole, pray for us. Breitbart is reporting that the Scottish Equalities Secretary, Angela Constance, unveiled reforms to the 2004 UK Gender Recognition Act, saying, quote, "We need to do more to progress equality for trans people. Among the proposed reforms of the law are a ridding of the requirements of a medical diagnosis and 2 years of living as one's chosen gender, to be replaced with a self-declaration system in which a document would merely need to be signed for the gender switch to be legal. Ministers support lowering the age of eligibility for gender reassignment from 18 to 16, and some are considering allowing under-16s to participate in this abomination. This has resulted, thank goodness, in voices crying out in the wilderness. Deputy Director for Public Affairs at the Christian Institute, Simon Calvert, said, quote, "The more trans politics grips our culture, the more young people are being rushed into damaging hormone therapy and mutilating surgery by people motivated more by political posturing than the best interests of children." He continued, "We are seeing more and more cases of young people experiencing profound regret at the damage done to their bodies and mental health by being placed on a conveyor belt to trans identity simply for questioning their gender." Sociologist Dr. Stuart Wayton from Alberta University said, quote, "For a government to suggest that 12-year-olds, immature young people who don't have the right to go to bed when they want, let alone anything else, can have gender reassignment should be seen as a form of state-sponsored child abuse." In this Celestial Musings, I have noticed a new word popping up in the last few days: Friendsgiving. I admit, I am often a bit late to the party. This word has been around, from what I can tell, for about a decade. Urban Dictionary says that Friendsgiving is, quote, "the celebration of Thanksgiving dinner with your friends, and occurs on the Wednesday before or the Friday after Thanksgiving." I also see it defined as the celebration of Thanksgiving with friends on Thanksgiving Day itself. As I flip through websites talking about Friendsgivings, I notice a common theme. Thanksgivings are for old traditions. Read, boring. And Friendsgivings are for making new traditions. Read, fascinating. Thanksgivings are referred to in a somewhat disparaging manner, as if they are a burden, but Friendsgivings are just hip and all around fantastic because, well, you don't have to put up with all your stodgy old relatives and their same old, lame old dishes year after year. Nothing like another push in society to strip family of its significance and a holiday of its holy roots. Stay tuned to the Veritas Radio Network for King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. Coming up next, The Mike Church Show. Celeste Youngblood signing off for the Crusade Channel. Serving you, serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News. Live on your news, talk, and saints leader, the Crusade Channel. And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on CrusadeChannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted.